So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 7, chapter 1, verse number 4 and 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Gete Paramam Punyam. Rishi Vir Narda Dibi. Natva Krishnaya Munne. Kathishte Harir Katham. Gyate Paramam Punyam Rishi Bir Narda Dibi Natva Krishnaya Munye Kathishese Hariye Katham Gyate Paramam Punyam Rishi Bir Narda Dibi Natva Krishnaya Munye Kathyashe Hariye Katham. So read word to word. Well, I'll be reading fourth and fifth. We have just written fifth only here. Shri Rishi Uvacha. The sage Shri Shukdev Goswami said, Sadhu, excellent. Prashutam, inquiry. Maharaj, O great king, Hare, of the Supreme Lord. Hari, Charitam, activities. Adbhutam, wonderful. Yat, from which, Bhagavat, of the Lord's devotee Prahlad. Mahatmayam, the glories. Bhagavat Bhakti, devotion to the Lord. Vardhanam, increasing. Gyate, is sung. Paramam, foremost. Punyam, pious. Rishi bhi, by the sages. Narad Adi bhi, headed by Sri Narad Muni. Natva, after offering obeisances. Krishnaya, to Krishna Devapayan Vyas. Munye, the great sage. Kathishyase, I shall narrate. Hare, of Hari. Katham, the topics. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Shukdev Goswami said, My dear King, you have put before me an excellent question. Discourses concerning the activities of the Lord, in which the glories of His devotees are also found, are extremely pleasing to devotees. Such wonderful topics always counteract the miseries of the materialistic way of life. Therefore, great sages like Narad always speak upon Srimad Bhagavatam because it gives one the facility to hear and chant about the wonderful activities of the Lord. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Vedavyas and then begin describing topics concerning the activities of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, Shukdev Goswami offers his respectful obeisances Krishnaya Munye, which means to Krishna Devapayana Vyas, One must first offer one's respectful obeisances to one's spiritual master. Shukdev Goswami, spiritual master, is his father, Vyasadev, and therefore he first offers his respectful obeisances to Krishna Devapayana Vyas and then begin describing topics of Lord Hari. Whenever there is an opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord, we must take it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Kirtanyai Sada Hari. One should always engage in Krishna Katha by chanting and talking about Krishna and hearing about Him. That is the only occupation of a Krishna conscious person. Om Agyanti Manandasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshinamritam Yen Tasmai Shri Guru Vai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamne Namaste Saswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisheshunyavadi Paschadeshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritam Charan Rotmam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat Vancha Kalpaturvish Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patita Nam Pavnevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada mentions that how Shukdev Goswami, first he is appreciating his question. The question which was raised by Parikshit Maharaj. He says, your question is glorious. And the Shukdev Goswami, even right in the beginning, this is not the first time he is appreciating his questions. Question which were raised by Parikshit. Even before he appreciated, when he said, I've got only 7 days to live, what should I do? What one must do? At that time, Shukdev Goswami explained, he said, Varyanishte Prishna. Krito lok hitam nripa. O Rajan, the question you're asking, it is glorious. Because it will benefit, the answer to this question, it benefits every living entity. He explains that Atmit Punsha Shotvyadish Sapara Shotvyadin Rajendra Narnam Nanti Sahastra. People are talking 24 hours. The whole world, Prabhupada explains. He says the whole world is simply about question and answers. Wherever we go, you go to market, you go to the airport, in the house, right from the beginning. Moment we start understanding the world, little child, he asks his mother, Mother, what is this? Mother tells the child. Father, what is this? Father tells the child. He goes to school, he asks questions. He grows, he goes to the university, he asks questions. He goes to do the job, he asks questions. He gets training, no matter what profession you are in. So the whole world is about question and answers. And Shukdev Goswami appreciates, he says, yo, this question what you're asking, first, what one should do? Now his another question was, there were 6 questions, so we won't go to that topics of six questions. And the same 6 questions were raised by 88,000 rishis, headed by Shaunak Muni to Suta Goswami. So one of the questions is activities about the Lord. Now, Shukdev Goswami is appreciating. The question is very nice. Second thing, before he answers, he is giving credit to his spiritual master. This is very important. Moment, if we think that I know, in mundane world, whenever one learns something, then he don't want to give credit to other person. The person want to take credit for themselves. But in the spiritual world, it doesn't work. Now Shukdev Goswami is giving credit to his father, Srila Vedavyas. Activities about the Lord. He said, these are glorious, these are wonderful, adbhutam. Actually, there is no translation for adbhutam. The word adbhutam is adbhut. That, can you imagine? Adbhut, it's beyond, you know, it's, something is beyond this world. Adbhutam. Now, the only nearest translation for adbhutam is wonderful. Wonderful doesn't sound very nice. But when you read Sanskrit or Hindi, adbhutam, adbhut, cheese. The vastu, adbhut, vastu. Activities of the Lord are the only adbhut. Of course, the whole world is, Krishna explains, even Bhagavad Gita, etam vibhuti yogam chimam jo veti tatvata. All this opulence, this is adbhut. Can you imagine who can create? Prabhupada, I was listening lecture yesterday, Prabhupada was explaining. He said, the difference between God and us is we are producing and God is producing. But what God can produce, we cannot do that. He said, you may have produced aeroplane, but look how little mosquito nobody can produce. No matter what sort of technology you may have used. And Krishna explained, when he was explaining the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, opulences. He says, the consciousness of jagat, I'm just giving you very little information about my opulences. Then he counts all these different, look at the sky and the river and the Himalayas and the Ganges, everything. This is vibhuti, adbhutam. But now the most important, activities of Lord are really adbhut, which nobody can do what he can do. There was one follower of a Mayavadi guru. Once he came to me and he said, his guru may have some mystic powers. He may have or may not have. Someone boulder was falling from a mountain, a big stone. He said, my guru was so powerful, he stopped the stone with his hand. So very politely I request, I said, yes, wonderful. So your guru may have held the whole stone boulder with his hand. But God is more powerful than your guru. Krishna lifted the mountain. Simply not, he didn't use his hand. He lifted the mountain on his left hand. This is left? No, this is left. On his left hand, let alone this, he lifted the entire mountain. This is adbhutam. Can anybody do this? I explained in Vrindavan about 3-4 months ago, same lecture, Prabhupada explained, that it is so easy for Krishna to do. Because it is Krishna who made the law of gravity. And when he was lifting the mountain, he just simply removed the law of gravity. And he could lift very nicely. Look at how wonderful activities he done at the time of Lord Ramchandra when he went to cross the river. Sometimes people use the word Taj Mahal, symbol of love. That is not really symbol of love. The real symbol of love is Ram built for his wife, he built a whole bridge. This is symbol of love. They explained that when Taj Mahal was built, the king, he cut the hand of all the builders and the workers, the architect, so he could not build another Taj Mahal. Very symbol of love, a symbol of cruelty. The person who created this for you and you cut your hands. But look, the adbhut activities of the Lord. We cannot control few monkeys in Vrindavan. Only few. We put wires. Look at the only few monkeys there on the top of roof. They are so mischievous. But can you imagine the 330 million monkeys in Dandak forest, and Ram simply controlled them? When they were coming back, because there was no casualty at the time of Ram at Ramayan from Ram's side. When they were having a fight with all the demons, they died. First, Ram crossed, he made a bridge for Sita Devi. When Varun Devta was not giving the way, he simply after 3 days, he glanced on the water, glanced on the sea. Then immediately the whole sea start boiling. Who can boil? Who can boil? You cannot even boil a glass of water. You put a water pot over there, and can you boil the water simply by looking at it? We cannot even do that. But Ram's activity is so wonderful, so glorious, so adbhutam, that entire sea started boiling. Then he made a bridge. He said, okay, you make a bridge. What should I do? Oh, you put the stones. Of course, that's a whole story. Whenever some other opportunity I get, the topic comes on Ram is so glorious activities. When Ravan was killed, all the demons were killed. Now, few monkeys killed too, because the demons, they were killing monkeys too. But what did Ram do? After the Ravan died, all the monkeys who were dead, with the Sanjeevani Vidya, Ram brought them back to life. This is Adbhutam. Shishi Gonitai, Shri Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar Ji Ki Jai. So Ram brought them back to life. And they all said, oh Ram, you're going now. We want to go with you in your Pushpak Viman. Now Ram told to Hanuman and all the monkeys, well, he knew you are all mischievous, but you are not going to be mischievous in my Ayodhya. Okay, we won't be mischievous in your Ayodhya. Please take us with you. We cannot remain without you even for 1 second. So Ram said, okay. Come everybody on the board. What is that, boarding? Come board on the plane. All the monkeys. 330 millions. Where they boarded? Pushpak Viman. The same Viman which was at once, it belonged to Kuver, which was taken by Ravan. Now Bhavishna, he said, my lord, please go on this Viman. And all the monkeys were boarded in this Viman, on this aeroplane. What an adbhutam, wonderful activities. Who can do this? These are not fairy tale stories. This is Krishna's. This is Krishna's pastimes. Along with these pastimes, here Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that now Krishna, God is never alone. God is always with his devotees in the spiritual world. And he's manifesting these leelas that how I live in the spiritual world. That's why he comes. Pritranai, sadhana, vinashaya, dushkitam. There's so much topic about Krishna. When Srila Bhakti Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, the spiritual master of our divine grace Srila Prabhupada, when he started Gaudiya Math, he started a newspaper. Anybody remember the name of the newspaper? Toshni? Sanjana Toshni. He started a newspaper. So the press reporter, they asked, Maharaj, how can you produce this newspaper weekly or every day? Or how can you? Where do you get this material from? He explained that this one little in Bengal, there is one city is called Calcutta. And there are so many newspapers in Calcutta. There is so much news in Calcutta. Can you imagine beyond this Calcutta, there is Bharatvarsh. Beyond this Bharatvarsh, there is a planet Earth. Beyond this planet Earth, there is our Brahmand, our universe. And beyond this universe, this our universe, which has got 40 planetary system, it is just like a mustard seed in a bag of mustard seeds. So you can imagine so many billions and trillions of universes. Beyond these universes, there is the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is Golok Vrindavan. So he said, so what do you think, so much news? He said, we can produce news every minute. There's so much topic about Krishna. But unfortunately, people do not know this. This is why Srila Vedavyas, he's written, Anartho Upshmam Sakshat Bhakti Yogam Adokshaje. Lokasya Ajanato, general people do not know about the topic about Krishna. Lokasya Ajanato, they don't know about Krishna. Why? What is the activities of the people? Simply activities, simply aha, nidra, bhai, maithun, dharma, bahina, pashu, bhi, samana. Simply eating and sleeping and mating and defending. Cats and dogs is doing the same thing. You go, you see so many pigs in Vrindavan, simply eating and sleeping and mating, and when another pig comes or another dog comes, they bite each other. In a human form of life, when we do these four activities, simply these four activities, that means the life is simply like an animal. And Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Nidra hatke natkam bhavanchi bhavaya divya cha arthyo rajan kutumba bharne nava. And what do the people do? The night is wasted in sleeping or mating, and the day is wasted in simply working. And what do we do after working? Kutumba bharne nava, simply to feed the family members. Pay your bills, buy food, and this is how the life is gone. Deha patrakalatradishu atma sanneshu astavavavi. Person is thinking, this is my wife, this is my children, these are my relatives, this is my body, this is my sena. Sena means army. This is my army. They are protecting me. Tesham paramato nidam. But they cannot see, they all are dying. You see, if your army is dying, if you are on a battlefield, and your army, you see this general is dying, this general is dying, this general, this soldier is dying, this soldier, you see that everybody is dying, he's going to lose the battle. And whomever we put trust in, and death is sure, death is going to come. 101%. We may have money or we may not have money. I tell this so many times in my classes. You may have a good health, you may not have a good health. You may have something, you may not have something. But one thing everyone will have, and that is death. We cannot avoid this. What sort of body we will get next after that? This is what we should work on. So here, the activities of Krishna, When we absorb our mind with the activities of Krishna, whatever activities we absorb in, it's all matter of consciousness. That's why Prabhupada given wonderful, beautiful name. When Prabhupada introduced this philosophy in America, the devotees, initial devotees, they introduced as a Swamiji. They did not know at that time what the philosophy is. Swamiji, can we register this institution as God consciousness? Prabhupada said no. People have different concept of God. So Prabhupada named it Krishna consciousness. Whole thing is consciousness. Whatever consciousness we have, that sort of body is determined. At the time of death, yam yam vapi sun bhavam tajante kalevram tantam aveti kaunta sada tad tad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of mind we will have at the time of death, next birth is sure we're going to get accordingly. Everything is explained in Bhagavatam. It's practical. You see, these days everybody is having selfies, you know. I tell them, you know, what is the question of having selfies? No self-realization. What will you do to your own face? There's so many mistakes in our own face. Somebody may have a long nose or short nose or long height or short height, fat, slim. Nobody is satisfied with their own features. Maybe in the young age you think I'm the heroine and the person think I'm the hero. But this hero-heroine doesn't remain after 4 or 5 years. Your youth is gone and you start deteriorating. And what happens when you have a phone, you click the photo. What do you get in the photo? If you're smiling, you get the smiley photo. If you got morose, you get the morose photo. The result is morose or happiness depends what were your emotions at the time of taking the photo. That's exactly how it happens. At the time of death, whatever our consciousness is, next birth is determined according to that. And here Prabhupada explains, the Krishna consciousness is very easy, but it is not so easy. It's very easy. What is the word Prabhupada used? Simple? Huh? Simple for the simplest, is it? Simple for the simplest. Ajo. So the whole purpose of Bhagavatam, which was given by Srila Vedavyas, which is the conclusion of all the Vedas, Vedanta, end of Vedas. How we can become Krishna conscious? We are chanting for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. We are chanting why? Simply to change our consciousness. Consciousness is there. It's not outside. It is not something artificially we are putting in our body or in our soul, or we are putting something. Actually, it is Krishna. Everybody is Krishna conscious. But unfortunately, we are thinking, I'm a Hindu, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, I'm this, I'm that. That is artificial. Atma is not Hindu or Muslim or Christian or Sikh or anything. Atma is simply, Krishna explains. He explains that sarva jonishu kante mute sabavantiya tasam mahajonir aham bhit pradopit. I am seed giving father for every living entity. And how beautiful Krishna is. He says bhoktaram yaktapsam sarvlokme. I am well wisher of every living entity. Everybody. Prabhupada explains in one of the purport. Sun does not discriminate. Or a moon shine. When the sun shines, when the moon shines, do they discriminate? That I am not going to go to this person. I am not going to go to this person. Sunshine or moonshine does not discriminate. You are a rich, you are a poor, you are a diseased, you are a healthy, you are a wealthy. Whatever you are, sun is distributing his sunshine equally to everyone. problem is not with the sun or sunshine, problem is with us. When we put the curtain, I don't want to see the sun, so we put the curtain. When we put the curtain, the sun stops coming, the sun rays stop coming. So we have to remove that curtain. Moment we remove the curtain, immediately one will realize the sunshine. This is how easy it is. Sometimes devotee asks, how I can connect with Krishna? It is very easy to connect. Prabhupada explained, very easy to connect. Somebody asked Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, he said, how long it take to become Krishna conscious? Prabhupada said, 1 minute. I mentioned this in my previous classes too here. He said, 1 minute. Then Prabhupada quoted the verse, Sarvdharman Prithajya Mamekam Sharanam Braj. We just simply surrender to Krishna. 1 minute, it takes 1 minute. If we surrender to Krishna, Mar bhi raakh bhi jo ichha tumar. But the problem is that we don't do that. When we are very happy, when we have provided all the facilities to us, wherever we live in. Don't think sometimes people from India, they think, oh, some developing country, they think they will go to some Western countries, materially advanced countries, they will be happy. Or even within the community of devotees, oh Prabhu, I'm not happy in this temple, I will go to another temple to serve. I will be more happy. Prakrate kriyamrani gune karmani sarvashe ahankar vimudatma karta aham iti manate. No, wherever you will go, your mind will go with you, karma follows you like a shadow. If it is destined to suffer, then you suffer no matter where you live. But when we become Krishna conscious, then we are in the hands of Krishna. Sometimes Krishna gives us trouble. But that trouble we should take is Krishna's plan. So if we intervene in the trouble, so we are intervening in the plan of Krishna. I gave example, one day there was one chitrakar, what is the English of chitrakar? Artist. One artist painted a beautiful 3D photo or something. He loved nature, he said, let me go to the cliff and I want to make nice portrait. So he went, he started painting. So he started painting the nature, the clouds and the rivers and the waterfall and everything. When he was painting, it was so beautiful. He could not see the difference between the actual nature and the photo. So he was admiring his own work. He was, my God, I never done this sort of work in my whole life. So when he was thinking, how did I do it? So he was so happy seeing his own drawing. So he started looking like this, like that. And there was a deep cliff over there. He was going to simply about fall. When there was a little boy standing over there, he could see. This artist is going to fall if I don't do something very quick. If I run toward him, if I even shout at him, even I won't, he will be scared and he will again fall down. He will die. He said, I don't want to shout at him. I don't want to scare him. What should I do? Krishna gave him intelligence. Krishna explains that I give you intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam. He immediately picked up a stone and he threw on the portrait of this person. So the portrait got spoiled. So immediately he ran toward the portrait. So when he ran toward the portrait and he looked, the boy who spoiled, he said, why did you do that? Why did you spoil my portrait? My painting was such a hard work I done for 4 or 5 days. Why did you spoil my whole thing? He said, sir, I just saved you. If you would have fallen down, you would have died. So sometime in our own life, we think that this is my beautiful portrait, my life. And Krishna comes and spoils it. Oh, why Krishna? Why Krishna? You have spoiled my life. Why are you spoiled? Why are you giving me miseries? But you don't know the plan of Krishna. Prabhupada told Giriraj Swami, he said, you have got your plan, I have got my plan, Krishna has got his plan. So the surrender to Krishna means that we go to the plan of Krishna. And here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Kirtaniyai Sadahari. One should always engage in Krishna Katha by chanting and talking about Krishna. Tasmad ekena Bhagwan Sadvatam Pati Shrotavya Kirtitavya Dhyay Pujash Nityada. We should simply concentrate on Krishna. How one should concentrate on Krishna? Prabhupada explained that you can, it's so easy to chant. Ladies are cooking. While cooking, they can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They may be making chapatis, they may be cooking the rice, dal, sabji. You're driving the car, man is driving the car, whatever. Keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All other activities I'm doing. But the example is given by the villages. If you go to Govardhan, still you find where there's no municipality has not provided the water facilities. The ladies, early morning or even in the afternoon, they go to well, or they go to the wherever there is a tube well or something, there's a water facility, they go with the matkas, you know, the pots. There's no mud pot these days. So they start providing the plastic pots now. In our time, they used to be steel or gagar. Gagar used to be made of brass. Not even brass, it's called bronze actually, bronze metal. That was the right material for gagar. When I was a child 50 years ago, we used to see gagars. So all the ladies, they used to carry the gagars, the yellow, you know, with the bronze, made of bronze. And what do they, even now you go, what do? They put on their head, and not one, and they put one on the top, and what do? They put another one on the top. So 3-4 gagas they carry. And what do? They don't walk slow, they walk fast. And sometimes they're holding the child too. The child is getting, I'm tired. Okay, come. So they don't stop and pick it up or think. They just carry him up, pick him up on the laps and on the arms, and they walk. How do they walk? Their concentration is on the top of the gagar. They do not fall. This is how they do all other activities, walking and looking after the child. I don't know about the mobile phone these days, but whatever. So what they were doing, their concentration is up on the gagas. Similarly, in our own life, tasmad ekena Bhagwan sadvatam pati shrotavya kirtitavya dhyay pujash nityada. Single pointed at Krishna. We may be happy, we may not be happy. We may be chanting purely, we may not be chanting purely. Just concentrate on Krishna. In due course of time, the curtain will be opened automatically. It's scrubbing the heart. I can't see. You go dirty, you know, you see the iron when there's a lot of rust. You keep having a sandpaper, rub. You think, well, it's still, I'm rubbing so hard. But so much rust, can you imagine how many lifetimes we may have? So do you think that rust will come within few years? Whatever the rust comes off, but in all situations, keep chanting. And this is Krishna conscious. This is Krishna consciousness. Here, Prabhupada again explained so many times, we should hear from a devotees. Not from entertainment classes. These days you see so many Bhagavad Kathakars, they are speaking Bhagavad. Prabhupada said you can go and keep listening to these Bhagavats. You will not attain Krishna. Million of lifetime, Prabhupada said. Million of lifetimes you can keep hearing these kathas. They will not purify one's heart. And these days, you know, what do? They tell some jokes in their classes. They make you laugh. And people thinking, very nice class. Very nice pravachan, entertainment. Bhagavata is not for that. Bhagavata is simply talking about Krishna. When did Shukdev Goswami was telling jokes to Pikshit Maharaj? When was Sudha Goswami was telling jokes to the Shaunakadi Rishis? When was the Narad Dev telling jokes to the Vedavyas? Did Brahmaji was telling jokes to the Narad? Was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj was telling jokes to their audience? Was Prabhupada was telling jokes to the audience? No joking, this is not joke class. This is serious subject matter, simply about Krishna. Not what people want to hear. What they need to hear, the need to hear is only Krishna and Krishna and Krishna. If you are interested in Krishna, then one should sit in the class of simply hearing the activities of Krishna. How wonderfully Krishna was performing his pastime in Vrindavan. How wonderfully Krishna was performing pastime in Dwarka. How wonderful Krishna was performing pastime in Hastinapur. How wonderful Narsingadev protected Prahlad Maharaj. The whole seven canto is about this. How he was activities with the Dhruv Maharaj. So many activities. We can sit and... But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj used to give long classes. Prabhupada explained that on one verse in Bangladesh, he spoke on one verse for 1 month. This is Krishna consciousness. And this Krishna consciousness cannot come simply about talking about jokes and talking about mundane examples. Once I went to listen a Ramayan Katha, good about 5-6 years ago. So I thought this person is speaking about Ramayan. Let me see, because in Punjab, there's a lot of Ramayan Katha. So since childhood, you know, you always hear Ram's Katha. So I thought, let me go and see, you know, just listen. I told my wife, yes, they're doing some Ramayan. I said, okay, we'll listen, go. And guess what? This person spoke on Ramayan simply not more than 2.5 minutes. This was 2 hours class. He started with the Ramayan. He started with Ram. I don't remember now exactly how. I looked at my watch. He spoke 1 minute introduction, the class of Ramayan. Then there was cracking jokes. One joke and another joke, and people were clapping, clapping and clapping and clapping. Joke after one after another, one after another, and I was looking, I said, my God, you know, I've come here not for jokes. That I can go and go to any comedian. These days you can simply go on YouTube and you can watch if you want to. You don't have to go to even the nightclub or to listen the joke to the comedians. These days you want to watch the jokes, you can go on to YouTube and you can watch that immediately. And after 2 hours, I was thinking, maybe he will speak something now. Maybe he's trying to analyze something. Maybe he'll try to do that. And then I thought, I looked at the, literally, you believe it or not, it's a true story. And after I saw the whole Ramayana was 2.5 minutes in 2 hours. And at the end, people were saying, wow, what a wonderful, wonderful lecture. This is not lecture. Lecture, if you want to listen, you listen to the lecture of Prabhupada. See here how Prabhupada speaks about Krishna. Isn't it? This is Krishna consciousness. We humbly request, and it is so great fortune, it is good fortune to be part of Krishna consciousness. It is our... Prabhupada, somebody asked Prabhupada, what did we do? Because it explains in Bhagavad Gita, Ishantvantagadam bhapam jananam punna karmanam. People with full determination they worship Krishna. People who have done some pious activities in the previous birth and who have done pious activities in this birth, who have eradicated their old sinful activities, sinful results, they are the one who come to Krishna conscious worship. They ask Prabhupada, what did we do? What piety we done that we have become devotees of Krishna? Prabhupada said, you have got no piety. He said, your only piety is that you are accepting what I'm saying to you. And Prabhupada, when he went, he did not introduce anything. He did not introduce anything in America. He did not introduce yoga clubs. He did not introduce anything else. Dr. Mishra Yoga Club was there. Prabhupada used to go there. He could have opened a yoga club. So many people will come and he will give them. But he did not do that. He simply kept one thing, the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is Prabhupada came up with every single canto, every single chapter, every single page, every single line has simply got one thing, that is Krishna and Krishna and Krishna and Krishna. You listen any lecture of Prabhupada, beautiful lecture, simply about Krishna, how we can become Krishna conscious. Devotee asked that, he asked, why did I written the books? Devotees given different experience, different reasons about the books. Prabhupada said, no, I written these books simply to convince you. Prabhupada said, I written all these books simply to convince you that chant Hare Krishna. This is the motive of reading and studying the books of Srila Prabhupada. Simply chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna is the only conclusion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This is Krishna conscious philosophy. This is Krishna consciousness. And it is full of bliss. Moment you start chanting, if we sincerely chant, we see the result. One can feel Krishna. And when we come to Krishna consciousness, then all other mundane needs, mundane activities, mundane results, they become insignificant. You'll see, Prabhupada explained, after 50, one should go to forest. And for Kali Yuga, forest is Vrindavan. Lots of people have come, they live in Vrindavan. Here you see, a lot of people live in Vrindavan. What is the reason of living in Vrindavan? What is the benefit? Benefit is associated with the devotees. And what is the result living in Vrindavan? That you connect yourself with Krishna. This is the meaning of living in Vrindavan. So I'm very grateful to Dharmatma Prabhu to ask me to come and speak, doing some service in Vrindavan, because I don't know if I can do anything else, but this is the hearing and chanting and tasmadekena mansa bhagwan satvatam pati shrotavya, hearing about Krishna, kirtatavya, speak about Krishna, dhyaye, simply think of Krishna. This is our goal of our life, of everybody's life, but particularly for devotees, this is the way we can connect with Krishna. So rest. Anybody like to ask any question or any comment? Yes? Can somebody give a mic to devotee? Well, if you see a diseased man, A diseased man is addicted to so many things. People are addicted to drugs, alcohol, smokes, so many other. This is anartho upshmam sakshat. This is again explained by Vedavyas. Anartho upshmam sakshat. These are called anarthas. Anything which is not related to Krishna, this is called anarthas. So when a materialistic person, he is habitual to listen to these sort of topics. I'll take few minutes if you'd allow me. Hope I don't, you know, go too late with the class. I travel a lot. So I was in a plane once and I could see one lady, my husband and wife sitting in the back. She was very loud. And I generally carry earplugs so I can concentrate on reading and chanting while I'm traveling. Chanting is more which I like to do. I could see they were talking all sorts of topics. It was so disturbing. I'm not going to go details, but she was talking all sorts of topics. So, anarthubo upshmam shakshat. If somebody is diseased, the medical person is not to provide him, somebody's taking, let me see what he wants. So let me give him what he likes. The doctor will give him medicine. So when a doctor gives medicine, it is not for to entertain people. It's like I was just listening, watching the video of Andhra Prabhu, just somebody put on a Facebook yesterday, maybe I can share it to you. You give me your phone, I'll send you the video. He was explaining how, I'm trying to relate to your answer. He was explaining how the kirtan should not be done simply for entertainment or for some financial needs or something. Krishna, he was saying kirtan is not for entertainment. If you haven't got anything, you can simply clap. You chant sincerely, no matter what tunes you're chanting, no matter how many tunes, you don't have to, you can change your tunes every time you want, every time you're chanting a mantra. It's not that you have to do that. So this, if you listen to that lecture of Andhra Prabhu, same principle applies. People who ask to hear jokes, that means we are trying to entertain them or trying to see that what I should give. It will get automatically. If you give a pure medicine, it will affect automatically. Because it's so powerful. And if you are giving them something which they want already, anartho upshmam, you are creating their disease more. They like to eat, somebody like to eat prathas. And fried is forbidden for these people. They cannot eat, like when you have some liver problem, you cannot eat fried. So there are liver patients sitting over there and they like to eat pratha. You want to give them the medicine for liver disease. But say, no, I like to eat pranthas. Okay, you have pranthas, then I'll give you medicine too. You may give them pranthas, you're going to increase the disease more. This is not the purpose of, you may think, I don't mean to offend you, but anybody may think like that I can create devotees. Who are we to create devotees? Who are we to preach to people? Who are we to convince somebody? Nobody. We are nobody. It's credit to Prabhupada who has given to us everything. It's the Guru Parampara who has given to us everything. If Krishna wants to make somebody devotee, they will hear the message. Who are we to give them these people? Oh, let me give that way so they will accept my Krishna conscious message. Who are we to give message to anybody? The message will be given by Krishna. So if Krishna wants to, it's like Prabhupada. This is the method of Prabhupada used. When he went to America, he said, when he came out of the Boston Harbor, he said, how can they are living complete in a mode of ignorance? And generally, sorry, my answer is becoming long, if you don't mind. But when Prabhupada went to America at the Boston Harbor, and generally if any India at that time, 50 years ago, an Indian would go at that time in India, there was not so much developed. So the skyscraper buildings, or the roads, or the transportation and everything were much more advanced 50 years ago in America. And Prabhupada went from Vrindavan, a small village, and now it's becoming a city. But when Prabhupada went, he was not astonished to see America. He did not see, oh my God, you know, big building or cars or transportation. No, he said, oh my God, Lord Krishna, they are in a mode of ignorance. How I can give them the message? He can go with a plan, okay, let me give the message according to my audience. This is how generally people do. Let me give my message according to my audience. Yeah, that is general, okay, the audience are normal audience or devotee audience. Simple message is simple. Can be talk about Krishna conscious on the Bhagavad Gita subject matters. That we are not this body. That's how Prabhupada went. Maybe we can discuss this later some other time. So the whole message, the main purpose is that devotee, a doctor, his job is simply to give medicine. And with the medicine, he gives them, these are the restrictions. And then the medicine will work. Medicine will not work if we give them anartha upshvam, if we give them more anarthas. They're not going to purify the heart. At the time of death, if you think of the joke, then we go there. There's one devotee told this story. He said he was actually a devotee and he drowned. And he was thinking some, you remember any soap, something, advertisement, he was thinking, some Indian advertisement. He was explaining, he said, when I was literally drowning, somehow he survived. He was a swimmer. A swimmer can drown too. So somehow other when he was just about to drown, and he said, Nirmala, you know Nirmala washing powder? Anybody heard? You know, it used to be old time Nirmala washing powder. He was, the advertisement he used to watch on television, Nirmala washing powder, Nirmala washing powder, and he was thinking that. So can you imagine if you have died that time, what one will become washing, you know. So this is anartha upshamam. So similarly, the jokes are one of the anartha upshamam. It's anartha. It is not Krishna conscious. So let us talk about topic about Krishna. There are million of topic about Krishna. And you have to stop it here. Srila Prabhupada ki nitai go premanande.